Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on August 5 regarding Calvin Alexander. Calvin Alexander is a 36-year-old male and reports he injured his left hand at work on 5/25/21. Apparently he was setting up for the next job, putting up paper for it, when one of his co-workers started the machine. Apparently his left arm became twisted in the machine with his palm up. Apparently he was struck on the palm side by the machine. Apparently he went to Lourdes Hospital emergency room afterwards. Apparently he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently he completed his course of active treatment. He states he did undergo surgery for this on 6/1/21, but he's completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Alexander was seen at Lourdes Emergency Room on 5/25/21. Period. He presented with a crush injury to the hand along with abrasions. Period. X-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. He states his thumb feels numb right now. Period. His wound was cleansed and dressed. Period. There were large abrasions across the left hand with a small punctured area on the dorsal surface of the thenar eminence. Period. He was able to flex and extend his fingers, but it was painful. Period. He likewise was able to slightly flex and extend the thumb, but it is painful. Period. There was some tenderness to the distal metacarpals. Period. He was administered medication, treated, and released. Period. On 6/11/21, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period of paragraph. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 6/7/21. Period. He noted ongoing symptoms. Period. Dr. Recant's assessment was left dorsal hand necrosis and left thumb dorsal necrosis. Period. They discussed options and was going to strongly consider surgical debridement and repairs to maximize his recovery and minimize infection concerns. Period. He was agreeable to that plan. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery on 6/11/21. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with a course of therapy. Period. His final visit with Dr. Recant was on 10/4/21. When the surgical scars and lacerations were stable, period, there was ongoing scar sensitivity and swelling dorsally, although less than previously. Period, he was going to complete therapy and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity as of 10/11/21. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation on the palms bilaterally. Period. There was healed scarring on the dorsal aspect of the left hand and thumb. Period. The latter had a thin, faint linear scar measuring 3 inches in length, overlying the interphalangeal joint. Period. There was an oblique scar overlying the web space, measuring 3.5 inches in length. Period. Its widest dimension was at its distal aspect, measuring 1/2 inch. Period. This scar was flat without keloid formation. Period. Just proximal to this scar was another, also oriented obliquely, that was 3/4 inches in length. Period. It was thinner than the scar just described. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. normal through left-hand grasp was 5/5, compared to right being 5+/5. Paired resisted left thumb extension was 5-, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was tendered a palpation at the left thumb, interphalangeal, and distal phalanx, but there was none on the right. New paragraph. Left thumb flexion at the MCP joint was increased to 50 degrees. Thumb was slightly reduced to 85 degrees at flexion at the interphalangeal joint. Period. Palmar abduction at the CMC joint on the right was 50 degrees and left 30 degrees. Period. Opposition on the right was to 8 centimeters and on the left 6 centimeters. Period. Motion of the thumbs and fingers as well as clinal spheres. Period. Hands with elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Impressions on 5/25/21. Calvin Alexander's left hand was crushed in a machine while at work. But he was seen at the hospital emergency room where he underwent x-rays and wound care. Period. He then came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Wiekant on 6/7/21. Period. They pursued surgery on 6/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. Followed up postoperatively concurrent with therapy. Period. Last visit with Dr. Wiekant was on 10/4/21. Period. New paragraph. Current examination found there to be healed scarring consistent with his injury. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the left thumb. Period. There was no instability with provocative maneuvers. Period. He had intact pinch and hand grasp strength. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. End.